Lie Down with Lions by Ken Follett. Read by John Nettles. The men who wanted to kill Ahmet Yilmaz were exiled Turkish students living in Paris, and they had already murdered an attaché at the Turkish embassy and firebombed the home of a senior executive of Turkish Airlines. Yilmaz's home and office were well guarded, and his Mercedes limousine was armoured. But every man has a weakness, the students believed, and that weakness is usually sex. In the case of Yilmaz, they were right. A couple of weeks of casual surveillance revealed that he would leave his house on two or three evenings each week, driving a Renault station wagon, and go to visit a beautiful young Turkish woman. The students decided to put a bomb in the Renault while he was getting laid. They knew where to get the explosives, from Pepe Gotzi, a weapons dealer. He would sell to anyone, but he preferred political customers, for, as he cheerfully admitted, idealists pay higher prices. He had helped the Turkish students with both their previous outrages. There was a snag in the car bomb plan. Usually, Yilmaz would leave the girl's place alone in the Renault, but not always. Often she went off in the car, and returned half an hour later laden with bread, fruit, cheese and wine, evidently for a cozy feast. The students were romantic, like all terrorists, and they were reluctant to risk killing a beautiful woman whose only crime was the readily pardonable one of loving a man unworthy of her. They discussed this problem in a democratic fashion, for they acknowledged no leaders, but all the same there was one amongst them whose strength of personality made him dominant. His name was Rahmi Koskun, and he was a handsome, passionate young man. He proposed consulting a bomb expert, Ellis.